Welcome to this new edition of Dognostics Podcast, where two ladies and a couple of dogs all hang out and geek out regarding dogs, dog behavior, pet care, and anything else pet professional.
Walking your dog, the current reality. Lockdown and stay-at-home measures. Well, here in Spain, during the current state of alarm, many dogs have had very short walks or no walks at all, those with private gardens, for example, for 8 weeks, as the rule has been that dogs could go out for the time necessary for them to do their business, but not for longer. Now, I know that isn't the case everywhere and that restrictions during the COVID-19 pandemic vary depending on the country or perhaps even the state that you live in. But whatever has happened, I have no doubt that the pitch you see when you venture out into the real world is not the same as the one that you saw before the pandemic. Now, anything that causes a big change in routine that leads to a diminishing amount of or no practice of skills means that dogs are going to find it difficult, and humans too. Anything that means there's a lack of positive socialization to the world at large is going to have an impact. Now, this might be just that the dog has been isolated for perhaps a number of weeks, or it could be an initial lack of positive socialization skills, or it could be that the dog was actually well socialized, but the world looks so different at the moment that they are unable to cope. So whether it's restrictions on movement resulting from the coronavirus, or perhaps an owner or a dog had an accident or there's illness that led to confinement, the result would be similar. Many dogs are very underprepared for what awaits them outside the front door. Let's face it, an extended amount of time without walks is probably going to mean that lots of dogs' leash walking skills and socialisation is going to be a bit rusty. But back to Spain, everybody here has patiently been awaiting the arrival of the news that would let us know when we could walk our dogs. The day finally arrived after 8 weeks of social isolation. Humans and dogs were permitted to go for walks, but unfortunately, the reality of our current new normal is not what many of us had anticipated, and it's definitely not normal for our dogs. We've emerged from our homes into a very different reality. Walking times are limited for us. People are currently only allowed to walk within a 1 kilometre radius of their home, and there are people everywhere, not to mention the dogs. I never knew there were so many dogs in my neighbourhood. The challenges facing these dogs really shouldn't be underestimated. So far, if you've been looking at the pictures on the slides, you will have noticed that there's been some happy dogs out on walks. Pictures depicting how all of us would actually like our dogs to be while walking on leash. Hopefully many of your dogs look just like those dogs in those pictures, and they're happy and they're relaxed and having a great time, and so are you. But sadly, this isn't always the case, and I know it's certainly not the case for many people at the moment. Many dogs lack the skills to walk nicely on leash. Perhaps they haven't been taught them, or perhaps just lack of practice has left them a little bit rusty in that respect. Some dogs' skills are fine, but they're totally overwhelmed by what this new world looks like. They're reluctant to go for walks, they're being flooded by stimuli, and they're unable to cope. They're frightened and they're traumatized. Maybe lack of positive socialization, or maybe just the fact of what's going on, means that they couldn't possibly be expected to cope with this. Even those that were well socialized weren't ever socialized to this new reality. So maybe you've now got a dog who's cowering behind you, or you've got a dog who's barking, lunging, growling, and maybe even snapping at passers-by or other dogs. And for all those dogs that already had a problem, those that already reacted negatively in some way to other people or dogs, those dogs and their owners are now faced with a huge problem. Because how do you continue a behaviour change program? How do you keep your dog under threshold for reactivity? You can't move away. There's nowhere to go. You're surrounded by people and dogs. Or perhaps you're really lucky and your dog isn't actually frightened or anxious. Your dog loves people and loves other dogs. In fact, your dog is in heaven because there are so many people and so many dogs. But you still have a problem because your dog's so happy to see everybody that they're pulling you along in an attempt to rush from one person to another or from one dog to another. And as there are people and dogs everywhere, this is going to result in a lot of pulling. So what can you do? Well, first of all, it's not your fault. It's not your dog's fault. This has happened. Please don't blame your dog for how they're now reacting. Please don't use any harsh corrections. Please don't shout at your dog. Please do your best to empathize with your dog. Look at it from your dog's point of view. This truly is a terrifying new world. If you think about it, you've had information regarding what's happening and you probably yourself find it stressful. Imagine having had no information and all of a sudden you just stop going for walks. Well, why? What's happened? Why are we not going anywhere? And not only that, perhaps your humans usually used to go out. They used to disappear for part of the day or even all of the day, and now they're at home all of the time. So you're all at home and this is sort of great, but you're not going anywhere. You've no idea why. And then all of a sudden, you're going out, but you're not going on your usual walks. You're going straight out your front door into your neighborhood. And you have never seen so many people and so many dogs. So revisit your training skills. You're going to do this along with some positive socialization, but revisit your training skills. Begin now. Even if you're still on lockdown, begin now. Start preparing. If you've already ventured out, well, you may be having problems, but don't delay. It's not too late. Training skills can improve. They will improve. Your dog's not suddenly going to be okay with this new reality. And in fact, if you do nothing, it's likely to get worse, both from a skills point of view and from an emotional point of view. So practice those dog skills. If possible, sign up for a current or upcoming group class or a private training class with a reputable certified force-free trainer. And for your information, many trainers around the world offer virtual training sessions. Pet dog guardians literally all over the world can schedule a virtual training session or behavior consultation to get live, personalized, force-free dog training advice. No matter where you live, you've got direct access to many of the world's premier dog training professionals. And virtual training means that you can practice those skills at home before venturing out. Ask your trainer if they offer a Puppy Essentials Level 2 program. This is actually a fun interactive training program that can be undertaken virtually or in person. The focus is on teaching the essential foundation skills that a puppy, or in fact an older dog, needs to be a well-mannered family member, including things like focus, name response, sit, calm, down, hand touches, leave it, take something, drop something, let's go, close, and walking nicely on lead. Walk This Way is another great program available from Walk This Way licensed presenters and highly recommended for teaching dogs to walk nicely on leash. So you can ask your trainer about that program. Pet Dog Ambassador is yet another fantastic program, a 5-step credentialing program that can help you teach your dog much needed life skills, helping them become the ambassador they deserve to be in your family and in your community. And the first 2 levels are being offered virtually by some Pet Dog Ambassador instructors. So for that, you would go to petdogambassador.com to learn more. There are obviously many other great courses and programs out there. Just make sure that your trainer is an ethical, competent, certified, force-free professional who's not going to use aversive techniques to train your dog. Lots of trainers offer programs specifically aimed at teaching the skill of walking nicely on leash. If you're struggling to find a trainer, then go to the Pet Professional Guild Pets Directory of Trainers, and you'll find that at www.petprofessionalguild.com. And as I previously said, something else you need to do, you need to socialise your dog. Positive socialisation is crucial. Begin a socialisation program now. Don't wait, do it now. For those of you whose dogs are just beginning to show problematic behaviour, or those who've yet to venture out, you need to positively socialise or desensitise your dog to situations, people, objects, noises and other dogs. Now the aim is for your dog to have a positive or happy emotional response, or at least a neutral response to all those things that they're going to encounter when out on a walk. And you'd be amazed at how much positive socialization you can do at home, even under lockdown, without going out into the street. Obviously, we're going to be limited with some things, but you'd be amazed at the confidence you can give your dog by working through some exercises. And there are some fantastic programs available for dogs of all ages. Ask your trainer again if they offer a Puppy Essentials Guide to Early Socialization and Development program. Now, this program, along with the other Puppy Essentials programs, was developed by the professionals at Dognostics Education, and it's aimed at positively socializing puppies, as well as developing bite inhibition, preventing resource guarding, and separation anxiety. The program also helps you learn about canine communication, which is essential knowledge, as well as how to work on some collaborative care skills. Although it's named Puppy Essentials, the program is as ideal to start for dogs of any age, and best of all, it can be taken virtually. If your trainer doesn't offer it, tell them to go to www.dognosticseducation.com. And they can get information regarding the program so that they can offer it to you. For those dogs that's already developed issues, then a behavioral consultation may be necessary. After assessing the problem, the professional can guide you and your dog through a behavior change program designed specifically for your dog and the challenges you are both facing. And some of this may also be done virtually. So again, don't delay. Start now. There is something that you can do. In the meantime, if you are having problems, what I am going to suggest, if it is extremely busy in your area and you know that, for example, in another week or in another fortnight, restrictions are going to be lifted further and you may be able to go to your usual walking place with your dog where maybe there are going to be less people, then I would suggest that you stay at home. Go for a walk by yourself. Don't take your dog. Leave your dog at home, okay, until those restrictions are lifted. You can do lots of activities at home with your dog, those that I've just mentioned, and many more, to set your dog up for success so that when you do go out, it isn't such a scary world.
Dognostics is a career centre and it's a complete pet professional resource, offering you a selection of dog training and behaviour certificates, diplomas, individual certification courses and lots of other tools and resources to help support your professional development. Why choose Dognostics? Well, we are certified people, trainers and teachers. We are all highly experienced pet business owners and pet professionals with a wide array of experience and credentials. And third, we are so passionate about the future of our industry and the development of those who practice within it. And lastly, we all love what we do, helping others to achieve their individual goals. So that's a wrap for today. See you next time around. Happy training.